right, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Good afternoon, welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, March 5th, 2012. We'll begin this meeting today with an invocation that'll be led by Commissioner Weaver, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance, which will be led by Commissioner Senegal. If you'll rise, please.
Bow with me. Lord God, King of heaven and earth, direct our minds and hearts. May it stay. Forgive us for your yes.
Please join us. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our agenda today with items under purchasing. Item A is to award the Needmore Road Bridge Project to APAC Texas in the amount of $705,478.01. Item B is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file change order number 2 for the DD6 pipeline replacement materials with Pioneer Steel and Tube Corporation due to random pipe links for the difference in the estimated price and the actual price of materials in the amount of $564.44. This brings the contract total with Pioneer to $507,434.44, a cumulative change in contract price of 3.4%, and this is a project that is funded by the Texas Department of Rural Affairs grant administered by the General Land Office off of Hurricane Ike. Do I have a motion on those two items under purchasing?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. We can table item A under County Commissioners. Item B is to receive and file executed memorandum of understanding between Jefferson County, Southeast Texas Regional Planning, and the Blackboard Connect regarding the mass notification system utilized by Jefferson County. Item C is to consider and possibly authorize county judge to execute and submit Navy Museum Northwest Loan Request Form and Standard Facility Report from the American Association of Museums for the procurement of an MK-16 torpedo exhibit for the Golden Triangle Veterans Memorial Park. Item C will, or D will come back to. Item E is to consider and approve an order authorizing the issuance of Jefferson County, Texas General Obligation Refunding Bonds Series 2012, authorizing the redemption and current refunding of certain bonds and the execution and delivery of an escrow agreement and the subscription for the purchase of certain escrowed securities, delegating authority to certain county officials under Section 1207.007 of the Texas Government Code and containing other matters related thereto. And item F is to consider and possibly authorize county judge to execute a memorandum of oil and gas lease and of oil, gas, and mineral lease between Jefferson County and Ballard Exploration Company, Inc. for 0.699 acres of land out of the Charles William Lee. Do I have a motion on those items?
Second.
Who made the motion?
I did.
Oh, moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Is there any discussion?
Judge, Commissioners, just on item C, I'd like to thank Fred Jackson, seeing in the audience. He helped us on this, a lot of paperwork involved for this loan item, and I appreciate his help on this item. We also looking at another exhibit that'll be coming hopefully soon, is that's a deep water recovery vessel. It's a miniature submarine, so that we're looking at. So this will be a way to represent our submarine veterans, and so thank you for that help.
And I'll just say on item E, we've got Mr. Guy Goodson, bond counsel for the county, Mr. Lance Fox, bond counsel, Mr. Jim Gilley with Coastal Securities, and lest anyone think under item E that the court is issuing new bonds or is undertaking some kind of new bonded indebtedness. Actually, what this item does is to refund the Ford Park 2002 series, isn't it? And take advantage of more favorable interest rates so that hopefully over the life of the bonds, the county can save somewhere between $8 and $12 million, depending on what the market is at the actual refunding date. So we're excited about this opportunity that we have. it's good to know that when you're in down interest rate environment, your earnings on county investments are down because of that, that there's a silver lining in that dark cloud that maybe we can find some savings from time to time. This is certainly going to be a substantial saving.
You have anything you wanted to say, Mr. Goodson? Or?
No, again, just thank Jim Gilley, Coastal Securities, for bringing this opportunity to the county, and Lance for preparing the first draft of the bond order. And again, to for the benefit of the record and for, as Patrick, I know, received, and the court, I'm sure, as well, Standard & Poor's did recently review the credit of the county and affirmed the AA- stable outlook for the county. That's unenhanced by any possible bond insurance or anything that might be undertaken. So a very good testament to, even though I know conditions are not as admirable as you'd like in the return on the investments for your portfolio, that this is a very good opportunity for the county to reap some refunding benefits. So we do appreciate the opportunity. Of course, is the order that Lance has drafted provides the judge and your county auditor would be named as the pricing officer, which would allow you all to move into the market at the time deemed most advantageous by them, working through your financial advisor at Coastal Securities and the underwriter. So again, we do appreciate it, and I'm sure Jim or Lance be happy to answer any questions.
We're also appreciative of this opportunity. It's we've got a few more months before we can actually seize on the opportunity, which is what necessitates the order. But we thank Coastal for bringing that information to the county's attention also. Any other discussion?
Jim, I just want to make sure I make a point. I'm glad the judge got a chance to talk to you. I really appreciate you participating with local firms in any way possible.
Yes, sir.
Okay? Thank you.
Thank you for the opportunity.
All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Now I'd like to recess out of Commissioner, I'd like to go back to item D, which is to conduct a public hearing. So I'll call a public hearing to order regarding the establishment of Air Products LLC reinvestment zone. Is there any member of the public that's here today that wishes to speak to that amendment to the PrimCorp reinvestment zone and the creation of the Air Products LLC reinvestment zone? And I will just mention for the benefit of the public that this property was also already in a reinvestment zone, which was a PrimCorp reinvestment zone, but because some of the land covered by PrimCorp's reinvestment zone involves property that Air Products is planning on building new facilities in, the boundaries of that reinvestment zone had to be altered for a piece of property that's about 2.7 acres, I believe. All right, if there's no one here, then we'll close the public hearing. And we'll move on to items under County Auditor. This is item A, is to consider and approve a budget transfer for the 252nd District Court to purchase a scanner for additional cost in the amount of $2,000. Purchase scanner and additional cost, excuse me, $1,000 for scanner and office supplies, $1,000. Item B is regular county bills, check numbers 364107 through 364332. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under county clerk, item A is to receive and file an interlocal agreement for the sale of HAVA compliant voting equipment consisting of two Avatronic voting booths to Jones County. This agreement was approved by the court on February 6, 2012. Item B is to consider and possibly approve an expenditure from the county clerk's records management fund in the amount of $23,430 for the purchase of a ProStar 2 microfilm processor demo unit and a used Bell & Howell ABR 16mm microfilm reader, both with 12-month warranty, and for a 6-month lease of a 35mm Duquesne microfilm reader from Western Micrographics and Imaging Systems Incorporated. Have a motion on those items.
So moved.
Then moved by Commissioner Senegal and seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion?
Yeah, I had a question. I talked to Teresa, I think we had a workshop, where you guys can give us an update, the court, on where we're at with our extra work back files, extra work archiving files, so we can kind of get a hand where we're at for the storages and all.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And under Human Resources, item A is consider and possibly approve and receive and file revisions to the Personnel Policy, Practices, and Procedures Manual for Section 5.2, New Employee Orientation Period, Section 13, Retirement, and Section 14, Employee Benefits and Services Policies. Have a motion on that item.
I had a question before we motion on it. Kerry, have we brought this, have this gone through any other committee, anything before it comes?
No, this is really just some cleanup, Commissioner, on we had some redundancy and where we had like our 457 plans discussed and some things like that. It's really some very, very minor changes that we're trying to shorten up some of our policies, actually. So it's just to, in front of the court's review.
Have it been reviewed by anybody else before we came here?
No, sir. Well, we put it out there to the court. I think Patrick looked at it, if I'm not mistaken. I know he took a glance at it.
To see the changes, and it's basically what Kerry says, changing some of the wording on what the products are named now, taking out different sections where it's referred to a 457.
Okay. Then.
Any other discussion?
So move.
Okay, moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Finally, under Sheriff's Department, item A is to receive and file an executed interlocal cooperation agreement between Johnson County, Jefferson County, and Southwestern Correctional LLC. And item B is to consider and possibly authorize a county judge to execute an interlocal cooperation agreement between Burnett County, Jefferson County, and LaSalle Corrections for housing of prisoners. Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Ayes have it unanimously. That completes our I think next week Commissioner Weaver is and we're not going to have a quorum next week because of spring break, so the next meeting would be the following Monday, which would be the 19th. Any other announcements or from any other member of the court?
Yes, Judge. I learned that Mr. Rayo is having some procedures, and then Miss Bonnie Jones' grandmother is gravely ill, so I like to say a special prayer. Everyone say a special prayer for both of those employees, families, and each other. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for being here today. We are adjourned.